Good morning. Oh, let's do that one more time. Good morning. And welcome to worship here at Calvary. If this is your first time worshiping with us here at Calvary, an especially warm welcome to you. We're so glad you chose to be here this morning. And if you are a visitor this morning, we'd love for you to fill out in your bulletin today, it's a little envelope. We'd love for you to fill that out, drop it in the offering basket when it comes by. That's how we get connected with folks, and we'd love to get connected with you. We are, in some ways, wrapping up a worship series that we've been walking through this week, or this month, and the theme of that worship series is God with us. God with us. We've been talking about how on that first Christmas, when that baby was about to be born, the angel said to Joseph, "This baby is going to be Emmanuel," which means God with us. And as we celebrate today, we're sort of wrapping up that theme before we dive into Christmas. How many of you are ready for Christmas? Right? That's not a lot of you. I'm worried for you. As we dive into Christmas, today we're going to sort of hear the story, the Christmas story, in a very unique way. Our service today is a service of lessons and carols. It's sort of a historical, traditional service where we read several readings, and we sing carols, we sing songs. We're going to hear music from our various groups here at Calvary. And so the story of that Emmanuel, of God with us, will unfold throughout the service. And so I want to just say ahead of time a big thank you to all our musicians who are participating today and to Nolan Weiss for helping coordinate this, as well as Joyce Engel. Just really, really thankful. Couple other things. If you pull out the insert to your bulletin today, a couple of things I just want to quickly draw your attention to. As we get ready for Christmas, we have 7 Christmas services here at Calvary, and we're offering a variety of options to hopefully find something that fits everybody's schedule during the holidays. Our first of those is on Wednesday evening. And some of you may ask, well, why would you do a Christmas service on Wednesday evening? Well, we've heard from many people who said, you know, I go away for Christmas. And so we would love to have our Calvary Christmas. So on Wednesday evening at 6:15, we're going to have the first of our Christmas services. It will be the same as what you would experience on Christmas Eve here. We'll have a Christmas Eve service on Sunday, the 23rd. And then on the 24th, we have 5 different services. The first of those is a very kid-friendly, family-friendly service. And so if you have youngsters who tend to be squirrely, anybody ever had youngsters who are squirrely, right? We all have those. If you have youngsters that are squirrely, we're going to have a condensed service that's really geared towards families and kids that will be at 11 o'clock. And then our last of the services will be a traditional service. We're fortunate to have Becky Worley playing the organ at that service. And so lots of options, lots of options. All right. I think that is enough for announcements. I'm going to invite you to please stand now, if you would. Greet your neighbor with your name, a handshake, a sign of God's peace, God's love. I invite you to be seated. During the season of Advent, these weeks leading up to Christmas, one of the traditions of the church is to light the candles on the Advent wreath. And we have the Bertrams here to share a few words about that.
Today marks the 4th week in the season of the church year called Advent. During Advent, we remember that some 2,000 years ago, Jesus broke into our world as Emmanuel, which means God with us. Though we say Christmas is the most wonderful time of year, we know it is a time filled with heightened emotions. There will be empty seats at the Christmas dinner table. Family tensions flare. There are far too many who fear spending Christmas alone, while others are just plain tired of faking it during holiday season.
In the face of all this, we light a candle of joy. When the angel Gabriel told Mary that a special child would be born to her, she was filled with joy. And just as the news gave great joy to his mother, so also Jesus' presence in the world gave joy to those who had no joy before. We light the candle of joy to remind us that Jesus comes bearing joy, and we pray that that this year all would know Jesus as Emmanuel, God with us.
Please join me. The opening prayer is found in your bulletin or on the screen. Gracious God, this season we remember how the prophet said, the virgin will give birth to a son and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. God, remind us that in the coming of your son, you wanted us to know that you are with us in the valleys, in the wilderness, and in every storm we will ever face. You are all with us always. For this we give thanks. Amen.
The first reading is from Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. On the fourth day, God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years, and let them be lights in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to govern the day and the lesser light to govern the night. He also made the stars. God set them in the vault of the sky to give light on the earth. And God saw that it was good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the fourth day.
Would you please join reading together our next reading from Isaiah 9? The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
Thank you.
Our third reading is from Luke, the second chapter. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. Once in Royal David City, on hymn 269. Seated.
fourth reading continues from the second chapter of Luke. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told them about this child, and all who had heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Amen.
From Matthew chapter 2, we hear about the Magi coming to worship Jesus. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people, chief priests, and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Thank you.
Our sixth reading is from John, 1 John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
This time we'll be collecting our offering. Again, if you are a guest here today, don't feel obligated to put any money in the basket. We just are so excited that you are here with us to share in this wonderful service. We thank each one for the generosity that helps to make this kind of ministry possible here at Calvary.
From Isaiah 35, we hear the following prophecy. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands. Steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear. Your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be open and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow. And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk in that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away.
Good morning. This next piece is not by Bel Canto, as it says in your bulletin. It is by Bella Voce. We have three soloists: Satori Halby, raise your hand; Grace Schlegel, and Emma Kronfeld.
As we all get into place here, we're going to say our closing prayer, and I invite you to join me with the words on the screen. Together we pray. Good and loving God, we give you thanks for coming to us as Emmanuel, God with us. You came among the poor to bring the riches of your grace. As you have blessed us, help us to spread your love with others. With all earth and heaven, we sing for joy at the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord.
All the world.
Let us stand. Now, as you go on your way into this Christmas week, may God go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to fill you with his love and his everlasting peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Before we close, I think it would be appropriate to thank all of the people who have helped, all the musicians and directors and whatever. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
One more time. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.